Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls throws the ball into Banks, who tags Spencer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. Bolger moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Bolger scores. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bolger. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Antonelli moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Antonelli scores. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Tom Podhalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podhalski strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podhalski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Podhalski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Silvera and he is safe. Mays steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Silvera and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle juggles the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Spencer moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mueller is walked intentionally. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-2 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvera is 0-for-2 in the game. Silvera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Hillman pinch runs for Charlie Silvera. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Tom Pohalski. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli fires to first and picks off Hillman. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Cal Neiman now catching. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Antonelli hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Littlefield covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Morin reaches second base with a double. Al Worthington now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Lee Walls. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball four. Dale Long pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Jack Littrell now playing second base. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Mays reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Worthington, and towards Spencer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.